Welcome to the Balanced Wellness Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Courtney Ciccoletti, your pharmacist turned functional medicine practitioner and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm on a mission to help others find alternative solutions to the chronic issues that far too often consume our lives. Balance is an individual journey that looks different for everyone. So on this show, I sit down with other leaders in the wellness space to discuss ways you can achieve it. We tackle topics like recovering from chronic illness, developing habits to improve mental health, and even how natural remedies like CBD can help aid in the healing process. It's time to find a solution to balance your wellness. Welcome back, everyone. Today, I am here with Judah Vitale, the Clinical Nutrition Education Specialist for Nordic Naturals. Hey, Judah, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Courtney. How are you? It's great to be here.
I am doing great. I'm excited for your presentation on omega-3s. I know it's kind of geeky, but I'm a big fan of omegas. I take supplements every day, and I just increase my dose based on my omega index, which I'm sure you're going to talk about in your presentation. So I'm super excited. So why is omega-3 so important?
So, when we look at omega-3s, one of the things that you see is that they're essential fatty acids. And what that means is that we have to get them from our diet. We can't manufacture them in our physiology. So we actually have to get them from our diet. And that in that way, they're essential. And when we look at essential fatty acids, when you see omega-3s and there's omega-6s, but we're going to focus on omega-3s today. And there's the parent omega-3 alpha-linolenic acid that you get from plants like flaxseed and chia. But then you get the EPA and DHA, which are absolutely necessary for the health of every cell in the body, because whatever our body does well or doesn't do well depends on the health of our cells. Groups of cells make tissue, tissue makes organs, organs make systems, systems makes the human being. But at the foundation of all of that is the health of the cell. And the way that omega-3s benefit the cell is that they actually get into the cell membrane and they promote the fluidity and flexibility of the cell membrane. And what this allows the cell to be able to do is to take in nutrients more efficiently, expel wastes efficiently, and be able to communicate with other cells more effectively and efficiently, as well as receive signals from other cells more efficiently. So omega-3s really enhance cell-to-cell communication, as well as intracellular communication. So it's necessary at the most foundational level in the human physiology. And when we look at EPA and DHA, there's over 45,000 published studies. It's the most studied nutrient we know of. There's more than 4,000 human clinical trials on EPA and DHA, showing that they help maintain healthy triglyceride levels. They help support cardiovascular health, maintaining healthy blood pressure. They support vision and eye health, as well as cognitive function and brain health. And, you know, they play a role in every stage of life. So it's really important that women who are thinking about becoming pregnant have adequate stores of omega-3s, specifically DHA, because it's critical for the development of the fetal brain, as well as the retina. You know, once we're born, we need DHA for additional cognitive development, visual development. We'll talk more about that in a moment. And then also as we get older, with the kids getting above three, EPA starts to promote immune response. It helps develop with language and learning. Teens need it for mental wellness, cognitive function. Us adults, we need it to modulate inflammation in our physiology, protect our cardiovascular system. And then our seniors really need it for brain cell preservation, as well as inflammation modulation. And you would think that, you know, that EPA and DHA do the same things because they're omega-3s, but they actually do different things. The way that I like to explain it, Courtney, is that this is my Sesame Street version, is that EPA is really great from the neck down. with one caveat. It's great for promoting a positive mood. So the way it supports immune function is through inflammation modulation, because whenever the immune system is engaged, there's a pro-inflammatory release of pro-inflammatory cytokines, and EPA helps modulate that inflammation. And then what we do know is that 1 gram a day supports a positive mood. The EHA is great from the neck up. So EPA, neck down, except for positive mood, DHA, neck up. The most DHA-rich tissue in the human physiology is actually the retinal cells of the eye. So this DHA is really specific for vision and eye health. DHA is, as we had already talked about, is important for fetal brain development. And, you know, mothers need adequate stores of DHA, because if they don't have it, the baby will take from them what they need and they'll suffer in the long run. And that could potentially lead to premature cognitive decline and dementia, things like that. So DHA is necessary for brain health as well. It supports the development of our neurons and the ability to create new neural networks. It can prune dendrites of the neurons and stimulate the growth of new ones, so it can enhance neuronal communication. And it's really great for memory. So, you know, these play critical functions in our physiology. And a lot of times I get asked, well, when should I use EPA versus DHA, or when should I use a higher ratio of DHA to EPA? Well, it's really simple. You know, if you're looking to support visual health, if you're looking to support your retinal cells, you want to go with something that's higher in DHA. If you're a woman that's pregnant or nursing, or you have an infant or a young child, you want to go with something that has more DHA. If you're a student, or you have a really a job that requires a high degree of thinking, then you want to go with higher DHA to support brain health. And then also, if you're looking at somebody that's got, you know, their memory is starting to go, maybe the processing speed is starting to slow down, maybe a little brain foggy, then higher DHA for supporting cognitive function. And then when you're looking at choosing a higher ratio of EPA, you're looking at, you know, say you went to the doctor, they ran a high sensitivity CRP, C-reactive protein, and it came back a little elevated, showing you might have some cardiovascular inflammation. Well, that's the time to choose a higher EPA to help modulate that inflammation in the cardiovascular system. It's been shown to help support healthy blood pressure and triglyceride levels as well as supporting immune function, as I mentioned earlier. Our joints, if you've got some stiff joints, or you had a little surgery, so you need some recovery, something to support recovery, EPA is great for that. And then, as I mentioned earlier, that one caveat of above the neck for EPA is that it does support a positive mood. You know, there's a real direct correlation between neuroinflammation, or inflammation in the brain, and depression. And so EPA can help modulate inflammation in the brain and support a positive mood. Now, you would think, with how important all this is, we would be getting plenty of this in our diet, but unfortunately we're not. 95%+ of Americans do not get enough EPA and DHA. In fact, the average intake in America of EPA and DHA is a measly 113 milligrams a day, which is kind of shocking given how incredibly vital they are for our overall health, right?
That's wild, because it's and some of the actual types of fish being like the main source for omegas, a lot of them are ones that we don't normally find in our diet, or are maybe not even the best tasting ones, or at least in my opinion. I know for sure I supplement, and I've increased it because I know that I definitely get nowhere near in my nutrition at all, you know. So supplementation is so important.
It's critical. Yeah. Most people aren't eating the right kinds of fish, as you mentioned. When you're looking at omega-3s, and we'll dive into this in a little bit, but it's really cold water, fatty fish that you're looking for. right? The colder the water, the higher the levels of omega-3s in the fish. So you really want cold water fish. And you don't want it to be like fish and chips, fried fish, right? So once you fry it, you just eliminated all the good stuff and replaced it with all the things you don't want, you know, the trans fats, the high, you know. So it's a tricky thing. And we love our fried food in this country, unfortunately. And probably, I bet if we were to poll people, most people would say fish and chips, you know, like the fried fish, you know, breaded and fried fish is how they most normally consume fish.
Absolutely. So what would you say are the like best sources of cold water fish to get if people were looking to, you know, increase it with their nutrition and their supplementation together?
Sure. So, you know, at Nordic Naturals, we work with three different kinds of fish. Cod, because that's a cold water fish. That's all caught off the coast of Norway and in the Arctic waters of Norway. So really cold water, right? And it's interesting, when you look at the fat ratio of fish, cod actually has higher levels of DHA than EPA. And then we also work with sardines and anchovies. And sardines and anchovies are higher in EPA than DHA. So
I'm turning green over here if you can see me.
I just had this image, you know, sardines on the saltine cracker, right? You know, old school way of eating them. So, but yeah, so those are three great fish that we work with at Nordic Naturals for getting EPA and DHA.
That's great.
So, you know, when we look at why people aren't getting enough omega-3s and why they're deficient in omega-3s, there's a few reasons for that. One is not choosing direct marine sources, as well as low intake. So when I say not choosing direct marine sources, when you consume flaxseed oil, that has the parent omega-3, which is alpha-linolenic acid. And theoretically, in the physiology, through a series of reactions using what are called desaturase enzymes, ALA can convert into EPA, which can then convert into DHA. The only problem with that is that the conversion rate is only 1-5% at best. And there's a variety of factors that block that conversion. Things that probably not a lot of people are experiencing, like chronic stress, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, like ibuprofen, high blood sugar, insulin resistance, subclinical micronutrient deficiencies like zinc, magnesium, B6, B3, vitamin C. Those are all necessary for this conversion. Alcohol consumption blocks it as well. So, you know, the deck is kind of stacked against us in that respect. So really the only way to get EPA and DHA is through a direct marine source, such as cold water fatty fish or marine algae. And nobody's really eating algae, but we have it in a supplement form for vegans and vegetarians because it's really critical that they get their EPA and DHA.
I was actually just discussing that with a patient in the pharmacy today. She walked in and she was just saying how she loves the brand. And then she was just saying, but some of it about, you know, for vegetarians. And exactly, I said, there's something for everybody. So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the research shows that that vegetarians and vegans have significantly lower brain levels of DHA. And just think about like the ramifications of that. That's not good. So we want to make sure that they get their EPA and DHA too. You know, most Americans are consuming what I like to call the SAD diet. And the SAD diet stands for the Standard American Diet. It is a SAD diet. It's loaded with, you know, processed foods, saturated fats, trans fats, hydrogenated fats, right? So excesses of omega-6 laid in vegetable oils or industrial seed oils, grain-fed animal meats, things like that. Peanut butter, you know, is a great example. It's loaded with omega-6. It is an inflammation bomb. And so this is what most people in this country are eating. In fact, I'm creating a course right now, and part of it is looking at the effect of ultra processed foods on the physiology. And you wouldn't believe this, but somewhere upwards of 58% of total calories consumed by adults are in the form of ultra processed foods, which are characterized by high saturated fat, high sodium, high sugar, and artificial ingredients. So
I believe it sounds wild, but I believe it because I mean, when you really take a look and a step back, our nutrition in this country is terrible. It's so bad. And when we start to actually talking about it and actually digging deeper and learning about it on a more, on an educational level where people are just not looking at it like, okay, to process it, to say you're not even getting anywhere near this in your diet. And in fact, it's actually doing the opposite to your body.
Right. You think, for adult consumption, that's staggering. Our kids, the average is over 60% of their calories are coming from ultra processed foods.
Wow.
And we know that there's so many health issues connected with those foods that I can't even go into, but
absolutely. I know. Yeah. And I know from, working with my functional medicine patients, pretty much any disease state we can really talk about, it comes from inflammation somewhere in the body. So, looking to not only not put the things that are causing inflammation, but by taking omega supplements, we're actually decreasing inflammation, which we were, talking about a little while ago, how it can treat and prevent, disease states just by, wellness, maintaining and keeping the body healthy and well.
Exactly. It just, they get into the cell membranes, and we'll talk about this too. We have so much to talk about. It's great. This is why I have omega-3s. So I'm a geek like you.
I was just thinking when you were talking about nutrition, I was just about to say, I didn't want to cut you off. I was going to say, we're going to need to do another podcast when you're done that presentation. I'm like, we're going to need to talk about that too. You're going to need to come back on.
No, I would love to. It's great. It's such an important conversation, Courtney, we were talking about how, really you have to get your EPA and DHA from direct marine sources. It's absolutely essential. You have to. Cold water, fatty fish, or algae in a supplemental form, cod, sardines, anchovies. These are all great sources of omega-3s. Flax and chia are a great source of alpha-linolenic acid, which is an omega-3, which is good too. We need that also. It has inflammation modulating properties as well. It just doesn't give you what you get from EPA and DHA as far as the benefits of those. So, our cells, our body, we like a variety of beneficial fats. We need a variety. Our cell membranes need a variety. They don't need just EPA and DHA. They need a variety of fats. So, we have to use the fish. We have to get the fish. And unfortunately, omega-3 deficiencies are so common. You were mentioning your OmegaQuant, omega index test, right? And so this is, when you start to drop below 8%, you're wanting to be above 8 on that. When you drop below that, you're seeing that you're setting yourself up for future issues is really what you're doing. And the standard American diet does a wonderful job of setting you up for future health challenges. When you look at what that diet consists of things like soybean oil and vegetable oils or industrial seed oils and all the things I've just mentioned, grain fed animal meats and nut butters, and these are loaded with omega-6s, which are skewed towards promoting inflammation, promoting inflammatory responses, an inflammatory state in the body. And when you look at the fact that we really just get EPA and DHA from cold water, fatty fish that virtually nobody's consuming or very few people are consuming, then you can see where this imbalance comes in. And in fact, that imbalance is so great that the human physiology really likes about a ratio of a 1-to-1 of omega-6 to omega-3. But because of the standard American diet, most people are skewed to a 20-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3. So it's this incredibly pro-inflammatory state here. And when we look, you got to have balance here. We need omega-6. We need it. We have to have it because it does things in the physiology that we need. Like omega-6s can constrict blood vessels, constrict airways, reduce circulation, promote cellular stress, increase blood clotting, all things that we need at certain times. We just don't want to be stuck here. And when we look at what omega-3s do, they promote resolving signals. They relax the blood vessels, relax the airways, improve circulation, relax muscle spasms, reduce blood clotting. So, you know, it's this, you have to have a balance. If it's 20-to-1 omega-6 to omega-3, well, you have chronically constricted blood vessels and airways and reduced circulation and cellular stress and blood clotting. Not a good thing. So we really want to make sure that we have balance here. And it's important that we consume fish oil on a regular basis. I have a 3C rule, Courtney, and that is consistency of consumption is critical. You have to consume it on a regular basis because the EPA and DHA go into our cell membranes and they get transformed into signaling molecules called eicosanoids. And all fats in the cell membrane, so omega-6s and omega-3s, convert into eicosanoids. Some are pro-inflammatory like arachidonic acid, and some are anti-inflammatory like EPA, DHA, and GLA, which is an anomaly in the omega-6 realm. It is an anti-inflammatory omega-6 that we get from sources like forage seed oil and evening primrose oil, and black currant seed oil is also a great source, as well as hemp seed oil is a good source of GLA too. But, you know, a lot of times the question I get is, how much do you need? How much omega-3s do you really need to take? And, you know, there's not a recommended daily intake from omega-3s at this time. So some guidelines for safe and responsible dosing, we like to say a daily minimum of 500 milligrams of combined EPA and DHA. That's kind of like the baseline. And you know, this is for, in my experience, this is the person who already eats fish on a somewhat regular basis, cold water fish on a regular basis. They're on an anti-inflammatory diet. They drink plenty of water. They're the person that does everything right and needs some support, right? But if you're looking at trying to shift health issues, if you're looking to raise your omega index level, then you need to go up to a higher, more therapeutic dose. And the American Heart Association recommends anywhere from 1,000 to 4,000 milligrams a day. The FDA recommends about 3,000 milligrams a day. And the European Food Safety Authority is a little more liberal. They're a little more ahead of the curve than we are here. And they say 5,000 milligrams a day of combined EPA and DHA. So, you know, you can take a pretty good dose of that and get tremendous support from it. You know, so what does that actually look like? If you're taking a supplement, right, what does that look like? Well, if you wanted to get 2,000 milligrams, let's say, well, we have our Pro Omega 2000, you get 2 grams in 2 soft gels. That's pretty potent. We have our Pro Omega, that's about half that. It's 1,100 milligrams per 2 soft gels. These are concentrated sources of fish oil that are going to do wonderful things for you. Then for our vegans and vegetarians, we have the algae omega, you know. So take you about 7 of our algae omega to get 2,000 milligrams of fish oil. Now, this is where supplementation is great, because if you wanted to get 2,000 milligrams from eating fish, it would take you 2.5 cans of sardines to get that 2,000 milligrams. So anybody out there who wants to consume 2.5 cans of sardines a day, to get their fish. You might lose your spouse. I don't know. They might sleep in another room, you know. So it gets a little hard to get that from food sources. Some people gravitate to krill oil. It would take you 22 capsules of krill oil to get 2,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA. I don't recommend krill oil because it's not sustainable. It's not a sustainable source of omega-3s. It's very low potency. And for those reasons, I just don't recommend it. If you are a flax oil fan, it would take you upwards of 114 soft gels of flaxseed oil to get that 2,000 milligrams if you convert it properly. And hey, if you want to do the whole flaxseed, you're looking at a 20 ounce bag. So, you know, good luck on that one, right?
Yes. So I have a question. I like the Pro Omega 2000. And, you know, for our listeners, viewers, whichever way you're seeing this or listening to it, with the lemon flavored. But a lot of times some people say that they don't want to take fish oil because they don't like the taste of it. They don't like the smell of it. They don't like that it repeats on them. They feel like they're belching up, you know, a fishy flavor. I know using these products, I don't even have anywhere near that problem. But would you like to address that question for the listeners?
Yeah. And we'll talk about this too further down. I'll give you more details into this. But if you're belching up fish oil, there's one of two things that's going on. One, the fish oil is probably not a quality. It could be oxidized and rancid, and therefore you're belching it up. It could be in the ethyl ester form. That's hard for us to digest. We'll talk about that in further down the road here. And then if you're taking a really good product and a high quality product like Nordic and you belch it up, then perhaps there's some digestive issues. Perhaps there's some bile stagnancy. The bile's a little viscous. You're not getting adequate bile secretion, or perhaps pancreatic insufficiency where you're not getting the proper secretion of pancreatic enzymes. Specifically lipase to break that fat down. So those are the things that I look at in those instances.
That's really good information. I always, you know, when I'm recommending fish oil to my customers, and there are also the ones that come, we'll say the prescription ones that come, you know, in that we keep behind the counter, and they smell terrible. I always recommend... You don't see a lot of them written anymore, but I usually recommend that they take, you know, Nordic versus the ones that are behind the counter, because, you know, they just don't seem like a good quality to me. And, you know, it's I always say, you know, like, it's kind of like they're the bottom of the barrel fish, you know, so if you can taste your supplement, it's not a good one.
Right. Well, you know, we love to do a thing at Nordic, and that is, it's the bite challenge. And we have people bite into the soft gel so that they can taste how fresh the oil is, and it doesn't taste like fish oil. And just to go one step further, we have an 8-year-old, and he will bite in to the Nordic Naturals soft gels and suck the oil out willingly, like don't have to ask him to do it. So if you can get an 8-year-old boy to do that, you know, there's your billboard.
I was just going to say, you can't, you know, they don't lie. 8-year-old boys, right? They're going to be bluntly honest.
Exactly. You know, it's like, if they could eat mac and cheese every day, they would. Right. And so, right. But this one, he, you know, that's how clean and pure the oil is. So it's really nice. You know, another thing that's really important when you're looking at products, Courtney, is understanding how to read the supplement label. You know, I've been a practitioner for a long time. I've coached people for many years now, and I have sat with people who have, they've brought me boxes and bags worth of supplements that they take, and I help them go through it. And many times you say, well, what are you taking, omega-3s? Oh, yeah. Well, what are you taking? I don't know. I take a 1,000 milligrams a day of omega-3s. And that's great. But you have to look at the amount of EPA and DHA that's in the product. A product could have 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s, but it could possibly only have a couple hundred milligrams of EPA and DHA in it. So what you want to look at is how much EPA and DHA is in the supplement. So look at the total omega-3s. That's great, but go a little further and see how much EPA and DHA is in there. And then also look at the other ingredients, right? If there's, you know, artificial ingredients in there, artificial colors, artificial flavors for any reason whatsoever, you know, we use a natural lemon flavor. It's infused into the gelatin itself, not into the oil. And that's more just to enhance the experience. It's not necessary, but it just kind of enhances the experience. But really know what's in the product that you're taking. And make sure that it's third-party purity tested too. That's absolutely critical. Absolutely critical.
That is what I stress. I can't stress enough to, you know, to whether it's in the pharmacy or in my own functional medicine practice, is the quality of supplements. You know, you might pay a couple extra bucks for something, but it's well worth it. And you always want to look for that third party testing. You want to look at a company that stands by their product, and you want to look at products that you're actually not only feeling better on, you're seeing the results by your labs when your cholesterol is in check, when you're, you know, when your heart health, when you're just feeling good, when you have more energy. And it's just, it's the biggest thing I stress. It's, you know, is quality over quantity, and just always look at your source. It's just the most important thing. That's the first thing I always address.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm a functional medicine practitioner as well. I'm actually in my master's program for integrative and functional nutrition, but I've been involved with functional medicine since 2006. And studied under some amazing individuals. And, you know, you just said something that was really important, quality over quantity. You can take a lot of a product, but if it's not quality, you're not going to get results. And you can take a little bit of a quality product and get results. So that's so critical.
It is. And sometimes I even say that to people, you know, if they kind of balk at the cost of something, sometimes I'll say, you know what, I'd rather you take it every other day than take something that's, you know, that's not, you know, we don't know what's in the products, that companies aren't standing by these generic products. I'd rather you take a quality one and take it every other day. If it comes down to a cost effective kind of situation, I'd rather them take the good supplement that's actually quality.
Yes, hands down. And when we talk about quality, and we talk about fish oil, and when we talk about specifically concentrated fish oil, like the Pro Omega 2000, where you've got these significantly higher levels of EPA and DHA, concentrated fish oil comes in two forms. It comes in a triglyceride form, and it comes in an ethyl ester form. And so when you look at ethyl esters, this is more of a synthetic form of a fish oil, whereas the triglyceride form is more the natural form. When we look at fat in nature, 98%+ of fat is packaged in triglycerides. So that's the form that fat comes in, and that's the form that our body understands. But maybe some of the listeners out there don't know what a triglyceride is, but a triglyceride is three fatty acid tails attached to a glycerol backbone. And the fatty acid tails are your EPA, DHA, could be an omega-9 on there as well. But EPA and DHA would be fatty acid tails. And that's what a triglyceride is. And when we consume fats, the way that our body digests is it takes that triglyceride, and in the upper portion of the small intestine, where the pancreas secretes pancreatic juice, which is loaded with digestive enzymes, there's one enzyme specifically called pancreatic lipase, and that's what breaks down fat. Well, there's a combination effort on the part of bile secreted by the gallbladder and lipase secreted by the pancreas. And bile emulsifies the triglycerides, breaks it down into smaller sizes. And then the lipase comes in and clips off the fatty acid tails, and it liberates the fatty acids from that glycerol backbone. And at that point, those fatty acids can cross the digestive lining and enter into either the lymphatic stream or the circulatory stream. And at that point, our body takes those free-floating fatty acids and repackages them as a triglyceride form. And then your body can use that as a storage form of fat or as an energy source. And so that's the way that we break fat down in the human physiology. Well, when you're creating a concentrated fish oil, the process is very much the same. You clip off the free fatty acid, you clip off the fatty acid tails, the EPA, the DHA, from the glycerol backbone. And then they're really unstable in that free form. So you have to cap them, and you can cap them with something called ethyl ester. And ethyl ester temporarily stabilizes those fatty acid tails so that you can sort out the EPA from the DHA, and you can concentrate them, and you can get higher amounts of EPA or DHA in smaller volume. And now what you're looking at is that's called an ethyl ester form of fish oil. And a lot of manufacturers will stop there, and they will package that ethyl ester form of the fish oil. And that's a quicker, less costly, less expensive way of creating a concentrated fish oil. Well, Nordic Naturals goes one step further. What we do is we take those ethyl ester EPAs and DHAs, and we use a food grade enzyme to break off the cap, and then we reattach the fatty acids, whether it be EPA or DHA or both, to the glycerol backbone. And what that's called is a reesterified triglyceride form of fish oil. And what the research shows is that reesterified triglycerides are 70% more absorbable than ethyl esters. So this is a case where this is, you know, Courtney, this is one of the ways I love using the Omega Index test, because somebody could be taking fish oil on a regular basis. And I've done this in clinical practice where we've tested their Omega Index and they've been taking fish oil, but they still have a low Omega Index, because it's not absorbing, right? And so you, I think you might have a personal experience of that. Did you just, you know, so.
Yes, my Omega Index, it wasn't low, but it wasn't as high as I would have liked to have thought it was. But I do, I definitely have, I did a hair mineral test on myself. I've been doing some functional medicine testing on myself over the past couple of years. And when I took around, before I took the Omega Index, I took a hair mineral analysis, and I definitely had to switch some things around, definitely not absorbing everything, and added some digestive enzymes to the mix. So I would be curious to see, and I increased my Omega dose as well. So I'd be curious to see, maybe in another couple months, I'll redo my Omega Index to see where I'm at. I was at, I think it was around like 6.4, I want to say. So it wasn't like the yellow zone. It wasn't, you know, it right. wasn't, I want to, bump it up a little bit more.
Get it up into 8 or greater, right? As if you can hit 8, that's great. Now you know you're in that green zone then, and that's really yes. where you want to be. So yeah, so somebody could be taking fish oil on a regular basis and still be deficient, because they're not taking an oil that they're absorbing or utilizing, because the ethyl ester is in a synthetic form, our pancreatic lipase doesn't recognize it readily. So it's slower to break it down. Our body has difficulty with it. So it doesn't absorb very well. Whereas the reesterified triglyceride form, 70% more absorbable. And when we talk about triglyceride form in concentrated fish oil, it's really important to know how much of that oil, what percentage of that oil is actually triglyceride. With Nordic Naturals, we guarantee that 90%+ of the concentrated fish oil is in the triglyceride form. most companies hover around 58 to 62%. So you want that high percentage of triglyceride form for optimal utilization of the EPA and DHA. You know, and we've been talking about these, and but you know, just an example of this is the Pro Omega, where this is a high intensity support product for cardiovascular, neurological, eye, joint, and immune health. And in two soft gels, you're getting 1100 milligrams of EPA and DHA, 650 milligrams of EPA and 450 milligrams of DHA. That is a significant amount. And when we talk about our kids, you know, the Pro Omega 2000 Junior, this is the one I was just mentioning earlier about our 8-year-old. He'll take this and bite into the soft gels and suck the oil out, spit the gelatin out. But this is high concentration support for kids who need these nutrients for vital development, you know, and I also recommend this to adults who can't swallow big pills. So
yes, I like that. And I have been working with we have a pediatric dentist in the area, and she is very much into holistic health, and she sends people our way for supplements. And she was very excited to know that we had Nordic Naturals in the pharmacy. And, you know, and she likes these because she gets upset with the gummies. She's like, no, she's like, you know, as a dentist, she's like, you know, the chewing and the gummies are, you know, counterintuitive to what she's promoting. But she loves your supplements and recommends all of her, you know, her kiddies to come, the parents to come and get supplements from us. So it's a great product for the kids as well.
Yeah. And, you know, just like every adult needs omega-3s, so does every kid. So, and they're really not getting it, right? They're even pickier than we are when it comes to food, right? So it's so critical to get these nutrients in them.
So I have a question about dosing. Is it possible to take too much omega-3?
You know, that's a great question. And so the person who invented the omega quant test, the omega index test, Dr. Bill Harris, if you listen to interviews with him, and, you know, he's probably the world's foremost researcher of omega-3s. And when I was listening to an interview with him a couple months ago, and he was talking about when they first started doing studies with omega-3s, they were giving people upwards of 20,000 milligrams. They were having people drink a half a cup, I believe it was that he said, a half a cup of salmon oil.
Oh my gosh.
In their studies. So I don't recommend that. I don't recommend that. But that kind of shows you the safety of it, right? So, you know, can you get too much? That's a really hard question to answer. I mean, given all that we know in the functional medicine world, right, of genetic SNPs and biochemical individuality and things like that, these factors that where somebody might require more or somebody might require less. It all depends on the way that their physiology is responding to it. So, you know, I can't answer that question, but I would just say, you know, listening to Dr. Bill Harris, it would be hard, you know.
And just taking the recommended dosage would be a safe bet.
Absolutely. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, European Food Safety Authority says 5,000 milligrams a day. I can't think of any reasons to really go above that. The American Heart Association says up to 4 grams a day. I can't think of any reason personally to go above that. So I think you're going to get tremendous results doing anywhere from 2 to 4 grams a day.
Absolutely. And, you know, why would somebody want to even spend more money, time taking it? Just was curious if there was any information on it. So it makes sense.
Yeah. You know, so another question that I get a lot is, well, why should I use Nordic Naturals? Like, what's the difference between Nordic and other companies out there? And that's just such a great question. And, you know, we've been around since 1995, My 32nd response to that is, well, Nordic Naturals, we're a family-owned, boat-to-bottle, sustainably sourced, renewably powered company. And, you know, so we've been family-owned since the beginning. Boat-to-bottle, meaning we really do it all. We're vertically integrated. The only thing we don't do is catch the fish ourselves. But once the fish is caught and brought to our facility, from that point forward, we extract the oil, we purify the oil, we're testing it as well. We test it considerably ourselves, and we do third-party testing also. All the fish we work with is sustainably sourced. And then our manufacturing facility in Tromsø, Norway, is powered by its own waste. We create a biofuel. We take the waste product from our manufacturing process and convert it into a biofuel, and that powers our manufacturing facility 100%. So, you know, those are just some of the reasons. You know, we have over 50 published studies. As far as I'm aware, I believe we are the most studied fish oil in the industry, not by us, but other organizations. We're really innovative. We have a lot of outreach programs that we do. So we're really trying to support local and global organizations to make a positive impact on people and communities throughout the world. The person who founded it, Nordic Naturals, you know, and his mission is to give everyone the nutrients they need to be well and live a healthy life. He's committed to that. So, you know, it's nice to be a family-owned company and not be owned by a massive corporation. Unfortunately, one of the things we see in this industry is consumer packaged goods companies are really buying up a lot of supplement companies. And that's a shame, because then, the vision, the mission, it doesn't have the same meaning anymore. Right. And I was mentioning earlier that, you know, we have a really fresh oil. Well, we have an oxygen-free patented process where we're flushing every step of the process with nitrogen. So nitrogen's heavier than oxygen, so it prevents oxidation of the fish oil. So as the oil is being extracted, even as the oil is going into those soft gels, nitrogen's being pumped in simultaneously to flush oxygen out of the soft gel. Before the soft gels go into the bottle's flushed with nitrogen, and then the soft gels go in, it's flushed with nitrogen again, and then the seal goes on the bottle. And all this leads to an incredibly fresh product. There are international standards for oxidation of omega-3s, of fish oil. Ours consistently falls 50% below international levels. So you're looking at a fresh, non-oxidated rancid fish oil, right? This is an oil that is pure, clean, fresh, and tasty. And
I love it because I totally geek out on oxidation. I totally geek out explaining oxidation to people. So so I just love that slide, and I'm going to take it with me. I'm going to keep it in my pocket and save it because it's like my favorite thing to talk about when I'm like talking about, you know, giving people education on supplements and, you know, antioxidants. It's like it's my fave. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's so important when it comes to fish oil. That is so important. If you're consuming a highly oxidized fish oil, you're doing more harm than good.
And I was just going to say, I heard that before too, and you just confirmed, I was going to say, is it true that actually taking a less of a quality, cheaper, generic, not certifiably studied, tested fish oil omega supplement is actually worse for you, right? It can actually be counterproductive. It can actually be unhealthy.
Yeah, well, rancid fats do tremendous damage in the physiology. So, you know, we also, you know, so oxidation is, you know, looking at oxidation levels is critical. Also looking at purity, potency, oxidation, these are key things, you know. So, you know, we self-manufacture. We're not getting our oil from another manufacturer. We're not having somebody make our oil for us. We're making our own oil. We're extracting the oil. We're using several different technologies to purify and concentrate our oil. We've modified and perfected omega-3 technology over the years. I mean, we've been doing this since 1995. We are the leader in the industry. Nordic Naturals is the number one selling fish oil in the United States. So we are a leader in this category, and people follow our wave. So we're utilizing various patented proprietary procedures that are really unique to our own manufacturing methods. So, these are all reasons why to use Nordic Naturals. I mean, we manufacture in Arctic Norway. That's where, we're taking the waste product from our process and converting it into a biofuel. We do our encapsulating and our bottling in San Diego. We're one of the only companies in the U.S. that generates its own and manufactures its own nitrogen that we use for flushing the bottles. I mean, we're really doing everything we possibly can ourselves. And that's how we surpass all U.S. pharmacopeia standards, which is really critical. We make our own gelatin for the soft gels as well. We make our own flavors too. So we're doing a lot of things ourselves. And that's when I say boat to bottle, right? This is like farm to table. Another word for this would be, the way to describe this would be vertically integrated, right? So many companies get their oil from somebody else. Someone else encapsulates it for them, and all they're responsible for is making a label, right, and creating marketing material. That's not us. We're doing all of it. The other thing that I just absolutely love about Nordic is that we're committed to sustainability. We understand we're working with a slowly renewable resource, so we only work with non-endangered species, 100% wild caught. The fishing fleets we work with are certified by Friend of the Sea, an international nonprofit organization that certifies fisheries and omega-3 manufacturers for sustainability. We have regulated fishing, bycatch prevention methods in place. So we're really committed, deeply committed to the health of our oceans. This is, and especially in this day and age, that's so important, right? We're seeing where over-harvesting of fish can be devastating, and that's not something we're really interested in. And coming back to the oxidation conversation and purity, potency, every bottle of our fish oil has a lot number on it. And you can go to our website and plug in the lot number, and you can actually see the certificate of analysis for that batch of products. So you can see how pure it is. You can see the potency of it. You can see the oxidation levels. We're not hiding that. We believe in transparency, and we encourage other companies to be transparent as well, because I think our consumers deserve to know that. So
definitely. I love when products have a certificate of analysis. I always say, CYA with a COA. But it's important. It really is. People do deserve to know. And it's, there's so many bad, I teach a lot on CBD oils and professional grade CBD oils. And when I do lectures on it, it's just telling people how important it is to look for that, to actually see, what you're consuming, because like 93% in that market, 93% of labels are actually adulterated, and what's in the bottle is not what is in the product. And I think that goes for so many supplement companies as well. And that's why, what we were talking about earlier, when there's a company like this that stands by their products, it's everything, it's just stand by their product and integrity. It's everything.
I couldn't agree more. I live in Colorado, so we're in like the land of CBD out here. And so there's a lot of CBD companies in Colorado, and there's a lot of good ones. There's some really good ones. And then there's also not, right? So you really want to make sure that you choose high quality companies.
It's so true.
for any product, and you know, getting your products at somewhere like Parkway Pharmacy where you're vetting those products is so critical. That's, you know, thank you for that service to the community, really.
So. Yes, thank you. It's great to be able to provide quality products to our consumers. So thank you. And yeah. thank you for educating us, because, you know, education is everything. We are doing classes we have a common room we're actually located in a condominium building in Philadelphia. And we do educational classes every month because, you know, it's just so important. If people don't know, they don't know, you know, they walk in and what makes one, you know, Omega product better than another, or, you know, why should I be taking this, or what doses, or can I take this with, you know, my medications. And, you know, it's education is everything. So, you know, yep. this, you know, our talk right now is just amazing. And I think it's going to be so good to just, you know, put on social media and have people, you know, watch and listen, and just a great presentation.
Ah, awesome. You know, in my research, most consumers, like upwards of 85% of consumers are, you know, they're value shoppers. If you educate them as to why they should buy the better product, they'll buy the better product. You know, very few consumers are actually price shoppers, but most are actually value shoppers. If they perceive value in a product, they'll pay the extra cost for it, which is so smart, because you're going to get, especially in the world of supplements, you're going to get better results. Right.
Yep. Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And I noticed that with my customers too, just in general, overall, when, you know, when they're taking something and they feel different, you know, they're going to keep coming back to get it. And when they have a source that they can come into, you know, in an independent pharmacy world where they can come and ask questions and, you know, hey, why is this one better? You know, they like that, having that, you know, relationship and that like one-on-one too, which is important.
That's right. That's right. You know, the last thing is, as educationally, just kind of like tie the bundle on this, is that, you know, there's, you know, we have seven things we wish everyone knew about omega-3s. And, you know, and that is, it's important to maintain EPA and DHA levels in blood tissue. And that's where my 3C rule, consistency of consumption, is critical. That's consistently consuming your EPA and DHA can help elevate those blood tissue levels. Doing an omega quant test, doing your omega 3 index test to help see what's your level of omega 3, so that you can work with something, and then retest in 3 months, four months. A red blood cell has a 120-day lifespan, right? Retest and see how far the needle's moved. It's really important.
Going to do that. I think I'll do it. Maybe I'll wait another month. My challenge will be one more month, and then I'm going to redo my omega quad.
That's awesome. And then, you know, another thing, you need direct dietary marine sources. You got to get it from either marine algae or a cold water fatty fish. You can't get the EPA and DHA from flax and chia. The other thing, not all fish are high in EPA and DHA, right? So like, as delicious as mahi-mahi is, or something like red snapper, these aren't cold water fish, right? So they're not going to have the same levels of EPA and DHA. Many types of fish have high levels of mercury and other toxins. You know, we're working with fish that have low toxins in them. Cod in the Arctic Norway, you're looking at a pristine environment there. And then sardines and anchovies are so small, they don't really bioaccumulate those heavy metals. Another one, if you think you're getting enough fish in your diet, chances are you're most likely not. You know, especially if it's, you know, Long John Silver's, or if it's not baked or broiled, right? So, you know, and we just don't eat a lot of fish in this country. And then, exactly how much EPA and DHA are you getting in your supplement? You really want to know how much EPA and DHA is in your supplement. And finally, consistency with daily intake. That's just kind of like reinforces point one, consistency with daily intake. Vital for optimal health. It really is. You know, Nordic, we've got 100 plus awards in the health industry for our products. We're just a well-known company for that. And, you know, these following slides maybe may or may not be necessary here. For those of you listening, there's a slide presentation that's happening at the same time. We've been studied by National Institute of Health, UCLA, Duke, Harvard, Stanford, Columbia, Cedars-Sinai. These are top organizations that have come to us and said, we'd like to use your products in our studies because we've tested you and your quality, you're pure. And last but not least here, you can go to Nordic. If you want to learn all you can about omega-3s, you can go to nordic.com /healthy-science and sign up for our to get emails on all the science about omega-3s. And that's why, those are some of the reasons why Nordic Naturals. You know, we're committed to health. We're third party tested. We give you certificates of analysis, and we're highly researched. And we just believe that better nutrients equals better health, really. And that's the why of Nordic.
Absolutely. That sums it up perfectly. Exactly.
That's what it's all about, Courtney.
I agree. Well, I thank you so much for coming on today and for sharing all of this great information with our listeners and with me too. I learned a lot, and we'll definitely have to schedule more of these because there were a lot of like topics coming up that I'm going to put a pin in that one and that one and that one. So to our listeners, yes, we will for sure. Judah will be back on.
I would love that. That would be great.
Awesome. I'm excited. All right. Well, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too, Courtney. Take care.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced Wellness Solutions podcast. Please leave a 5-star review if anything in this show spoke to you, or share this show with a friend to spread the word and help others find the balance they may also be searching for. Make sure to follow along with me on LinkedIn or Instagram at Dr. Courtney with a K, Ciccoletti, or check out my website at www.wellness-solutions.co to find out how we can possibly work together. Be well.